The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
the maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty
God, our heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all of our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen.
May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia.
The psalm is Psalm 89, verses 20 through 37. Together, and that is on page, I'm not sure.
713.
Thank you. I have found my servant David,
and with my holy oil I have anointed him. My hand shall always remain with him, and my arm shall be strong for him. No enemy shall deceive him, nor any wicked man bring him down. I will crush his foes before him, and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and love shall be with him, and he shall be victorious through my name. I shall make him.
I will set his hand on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, "You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation." I will make him my firstborn, and the highest of the kings of the earth. Forever I will keep my steadfast love for him, and my covenant with him will stand firm. I will establish his line forever, and his throne as the days of heavens endure. If his children forsake my law, and do not walk according to my judgments, if they break my statutes, and do not keep my commandments, I will punish their transgressions with a rod, and their iniquities with a lash. But I will not take my love from him, nor let my faithfulness prove false. I will not violate covenant, nor change what has gone out of my lips. Once for all I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His line shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall stand fast forevermore like the moon, the abiding witness in the skies. The gospel for today is reading from the Gospel of Mark. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Genesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I wonder how many people think that teaching is a breeze. You're only teaching three classes, sometimes four, someone said to me a long time ago. That's only around 4 hours a day. What do you do with all that extra time? Well, those of you, any of you who have taught at any level are probably rolling your eyes and thinking of the countless papers you have to grade, the conferences to hold, the committee reports to write. John can add a lot more there, being department head, and research to be done. It's endless, absolutely endless. The day is not 8 hours long, it is 24/7 when you're teaching. I remember going to theater performances at VSC. Remember when Valdosta College was Valdosta College, not university? And while the stage play was going just in full regalia, full blast, I'd be sitting there thinking about my next research paper assignment. And I remember teaching evening seminars that ended after 9 p.m., with some of my students who had a 2-hour drive home after that. So they too had a long, long day. Those were the ones who were teaching themselves, and their days generally started the next day at around 6 a.m. when they had to get up and get ready to teach their classes. So my guess is that, frankly, anyone who has ever had any job to which they are really, really devoted, I think anyone might agree that it never leaves you. It's always with you. And rightly so, I think, because if you're not in it, heart and soul, no matter what it is, you should probably be doing something else. Jesus knows exactly what that is like. And in following his lead, his disciples are learning that as well. It can be a difficult lesson, I think. Being holy, so to speak, means much, much more than being venerated in a beautiful, peaceful chapel. It's fascinating to look at the etymology of the word holy. To trace it all the way back, what do you find? But you find that it comes from a word that means whole, or uninjured, or healthy. Put it in practice, put that word in practice, as Jesus taught his disciples to do, and you can experience how much time and energy and emotional dedication it takes to spread the word, to answer questions, and always be available to somebody tapping you on the shoulder. The fishermen we read about are marked, the ones who are used to the chopping waves and the drenching rain and boiling sun, these are the ones learning firsthand what being holy means. It takes even more energy than a regular fishing day takes. At this point, they haven't even had the chance to land the boat on shore, so to speak. They haven't had the time to do what they would ordinarily do after a fishing expedition. Settle down in a quiet section of the beach. Take a deep breath after all of that work and eat the meals their mothers packed for them. And so that is why I think that Jesus, seeing what they really need, Jesus says to them, come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. But isn't Jesus in the same position, only more? If we continue reading, we find that having given his disciples a well-needed rest, he goes ashore, and what happens? He saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And so, what does he do? He began to teach them many things. These people need him, and so no matter how tired he is, how far he has traveled, he begins to teach. What a model for his exhausted disciples. At least he had no papers to grade. He's teaching the ones who are hungry in all sorts of ways. Hungry for food, yes. Remember the feeding of the 5,000. Hungry for help. Hungry for understanding. Hungry for life itself. Once again, there is no rest for the disciples after that, even though they get in the boat and leave the shore. So much happens at that point. So much more happens than what we have read tonight. I think that those who chose tonight's reading deliberately omitted the miracle of Jesus walking on water. Because the point is that when Jesus and his disciples land at Gennesaret, the same thing happens that happened before. There is no quiet rest. There is no quiet meal. They are surrounded by people who are desperately in need of something, whether it's healing or comfort or whatever. And that scenario happens again and again. Wherever Jesus went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. What Jesus is doing makes me think of all the selfless leaders I have had the privilege of knowing in the church. All of the ones who have given heart and soul to serving. They're the ones who are always there when someone was in need, always ready to answer a call for help, whether it came at 3 a.m. or 12 noon. They were the true shepherds of the flock, the ones who could give both comfort and leadership. And I'm sure you may think of people yourselves, but in my thoughts, my mind goes to Peter Ingemann, to Bob Carter, to Henry Loudon. And there are so many others. There are friends who are like family. There's my own beloved husband, whose heart is set on the stars, and yet who's been willing to deal with me for almost 54 years. I think these are the ones who really grasp what it means to be holy. They provide the kind of leadership, the kind of pathway that we need to follow. By putting others before themselves, they show that serving God means serving others 24/7. In his holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And let our cry come to you.
Let us pray. Look down, O Lord, from your heavenly throne, and illumine this night with your celestial brightness, that by night as by day your people may glorify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night. And give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. And all for your love's sake.
Amen.
I ask for your intercessions and thanksgivings, either aloud or silently. Let's pray for Marge Fitzsimmons, for Joy Trulock,
Karen Lott.
Guide us waking, O Lord,
and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace.
Lord,
you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised.
For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see,
a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Guide us
waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless Amen. Us and keep us.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.